You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. I have some very, very good news. Attorney General Eric Holder has announced that he will resign from his office. Praise the Lord, because he's probably the most corrupt and contemptible public official and definitely Attorney General that the United States of America has ever had. And I hope ultimately he's in a prison cell as a result of his role in an operation called Fast and Furious that resulted in the deaths of over 200 Mexican citizens, according to the Attorney General of Mexico, as well as two law enforcement agents, Border Patrol agents, in the United States. Now, some of you are probably totally oblivious to what I'm talking about. It was an operation called Fast and Furious, but let me set the stage. And what will be difficult to prove until the documents that the Justice Department has and has been hiding and delaying from providing Congress that has oversight responsibilities. There were speeches by the President of the United States, Barack Obama, as well as Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder, the Attorney General, that upwards of 90% of the guns used in Mexico were from and originated from the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a lie. Guns are widely available, although it's against the law to own guns. It's hard to get permission to use to if you're not the police. They're widely available, and they're imported from all countries, not just the United States. And the reason why, Mexico is bordering on being a failed state. And the reason why is along the United States-Mexican border, you have several drug cartels that are vying for power. And drugs, marijuana, amphetamines, cocaine, heroin, you name it, they have it, are daily smuggled into the United States and distributed in literally every major city in the United States because there's a demand for it. And whenever you have a demand for any product, whether it's legal or illegal, you will have an organization, a company, or an individual supply that good or service. Now, when it's illegal, you're going to attract people that are criminals, because they engage in criminal activity, namely the production and sale, distribution of drugs. And by making it illegal, you make it very, very profitable. And as long as something is very, very profitable, you will attract the worst elements of any society, both in Mexico and the United States. And because of the United States government, federal government, and our President Obama's more or less open border policy, encouraging illegal aliens to enter the United States, and children from Central America entering the United States, the Border Patrol has been hard-pressed to do one of their major responsibility, and that is the interdiction of drug smuggling from Mexico. Because when they're processing, and well, first detaining, transporting, and then processing of illegal aliens, that takes away the manpower and time to really go after the illegal drugs that are smuggled into this country, and in vast bulk. So while some of it is done by so-called mules with packs, most of it is done by using trucks of various sizes to smuggle drugs in quantity into the United States. So we have a gun issue plus a drug issue in its relation to the U.S. open borders and the encouragement by Mexican government, that its citizens seek employment in the United States, because they know that most of those illegal aliens that are working here will send most of their money, not all of it, but most of it back to their family and relatives in Mexico, which helps the Mexican economy. In other words, it encourages its own citizens to engage in illegal activity in the United States. Now, early in the Obama administration, in 2009, you had various officials, including the president, secretary of state, attorney general, trying to blame the arms used by the drug cartel, that the source of those arms was from the United States, but primarily, though, from gun stores in the United States. Now, why would they do that? What you need to understand about Eric Holder and President Obama, they're what I call, and a number of people call, they're gun grabbers. If they had their way, if they had their votes, they would eliminate the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution that enables individuals to own and hold and use firearms, weapons, rifles, pistols. They are against U.S. citizens defending themselves against, first of all, criminals, but also an out-of-control federal government. You see, the framers of the United States Constitution, the founders, had just fought a revolutionary war against a tyrant, King George. And they knew to establish a representative republic and to avoid the potential of a president becoming a tyrant, the American people needed to be armed. Now, it didn't mean that all Americans had to go out and buy arms and use them. But it gave, in the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution, specifically Amendment 2, the right of citizens to bear arms, hold and bear arms. And that is a precious right, because that every president knows, every police officer knows, that the United States citizens may very well, in their homes, places of business, have weapons to defend themselves against primarily tyranny, the tyranny of the government from presidents that simply ignore the law, don't obey the law, and don't enforce the law. And that's what we have today. So you need this background or setting to understand what went on. Now, under any president, except this one, the president should have asked for Eric Holder's resignation a long time ago, at least 2 years ago. And I would even go further. Any president with integrity would never have nominated Eric Holder to be attorney general. But this president did. Why? Eric Holder has a reputation, actually a very bad reputation, for doing the bidding of his political masters, in this case, presidents. He did it with President Clinton, and he continued this pattern of behavior with President Obama. In other words, Eric Holder did the bidding of the President of the United States. And they wanted to frame the store owners that sell gun and ammunition throughout the United States, but mainly in the Southwest along the border, that they were responsible for the violence in Mexico, and because of that, we needed more gun control laws. That's what this is all about. The problem is their Operation Fast and Furious backfired. It became known to the public. And what was Fast and Furious about? It was what's called gun walking, where we had known individuals that had connections with various drug cartels. They were encouraged to go into gun stores, and they did, and buy guns and ammunition, sniper rifles, semi-automatic weapons, a lot of ammunition. Now, the store owners, and there were many of them, questioned the ATF whether or not it's advisable to sell these weapons, because you need to do a background check. And the guys that were buying this were suspicious. But the ATF said, don't worry, go along with it. We have your back. Well, fortunately for them, several of them, at least one in particular, recorded the conversations. You see, the store owners were being set up. Because what happened to these guns? And there were over 2,000 firearms. I say guns. They're pistols and rifles and sniper rifles. And a lot of ammunition were purchased by people of questionable motives. And what they were doing was either selling it to another individual or selling direct to the Mexican drug cartels. They were taking the weapons or walking, why it's called gun walking. They were walking the weapons across the U.S.-Mexican border and selling it to agents of the drug cartels. And the ATF agents knew that ultimately these weapons would be used in criminal activity in Mexico and result in a series of crimes, and they were. And they led to the deaths of several hundred Mexican citizens, including law enforcement, as well as citizens. Because the drug cartel has no compunction, and there are several of them, once they have these weapons in hand, using them. They're not buying it to collect them. They're buying them to enforce or coerce or terrorize not only the government, but citizens of law-abiding citizens of Mexico. And that's what happened. What was unfortunate was two Border Patrol agents were also subsequently killed with weapons that can be traced back directly to these sales. That's what Fast and Furious was about. It was about a terrible operation, a very bad idea. And I can remember when I first heard about this. And my action was, this is so stupid. How would anyone in their right mind approve of such an operation? Because the management in the ATF, as well as the people in the Justice Department, remember, the ATF, like the FBI, reports to the Department of Justice, and Eric Holder is head of the Department of Justice as Attorney General. He has a number of organizations reporting to him. He also has a number of attorneys' offices across the nations reporting to him because they prosecute criminal cases. It's a big operation. I understand that. But he knew of these operations because every week he would get a report. His weekly meetings would include a report on some of the significant operations that the Department of Justice and its other and in its reporting agencies, such as the FBI, such as ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives Agency, were engaged in, as well as what his attorneys, federal attorneys, U.S. attorneys, were doing from various offices. He was informed repeatedly about Fast and Furious. However, when he appeared before Congress, the Oversight Committee, he said he only learned it a couple of weeks before his testimony. That was, ladies and gentlemen, a lie, because this had been going on for upwards of 2 years. And Eric Holder had been briefed on it, and that's why they don't want these documents disclosed. Now, when he was pressed on the matter and held in contempt after the Oversight Committee lost patience, President Obama cited executive privilege. Now, I'm for presidents having executive privilege because they have to seek advice from many people. And they're not going to get good advice if the advisor knows that what he's advising is going to be disclosed to the general public. In other words, it's somewhat of a privilege conversation. That's understandable. But here is the important point. Yes, presidents in the past and in the future will cite executive privilege on occasion. Some do it more than others. But you can't use that executive privilege to hide embarrassing information, but more importantly, criminal activity, where you're actually violating the law. And that's what was going on. We were at minimum obstructing justice because we had two federal law officers, U.S. Border Patrol agents, killed. And we had hundreds of citizens of Mexico killed. And we never notified the government of Mexico what we were doing. These guns walked out of gun stores throughout the Southwest, and the ATF agents were following the people that actually bought the guns, walked out, and ultimately sold them to either other people in the United States or directly to the drug cartel representatives, agents of the drug cartels. Now, what's mind-boggling, there were you can put devices on these weapons to track them. GPS units as to where they're at. None of that was done. In other words, the weapons were clean in the sense there's no bugs in them or no way to track these guns. So once they left the United States, federal law enforcement, including the ATF, including the FBI, including the Justice Department, didn't know where they were. That's the height of irresponsibility. So my first reaction is, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Who in his right mind would approve such an operation? And once learning of it, should shut it down. And ultimately, the Department of Justice did shut it down. Unfortunately, after many, many people were killed and they got negative publicity. First, they denied it was even happening at all. But you had some whistleblowers that disclosed what the ATF was doing. And they were always going to try to pin it on a fall guy. But you see, I've worked in big bureaucracies, big companies, as well as big government institutions. And I scratched my head and I said, you know something? I bet the President of the United States ordered this. And Eric Holder, being a good follower of orders, saluted and carried out the president's orders. Because both Eric Holder and the president are gun grabbers. They would like to do away with the Second Amendment and limit your rights to protect yourself against the government, a tyranny, as well as to protect yourself against criminals. That's what they're about. They have an established record on that. That's not something. And I need to say this. The way you listen to this show is go to pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops, pronkpops.wordpress.com. And at the very top, you'll have links to my most recent 60 to 80 shows. At the very bottom, you'll have links to my entire portfolio, except some of the earlier shows. But in between, you will have information. Primarily YouTube videos, articles, pictures, photos, graphs, depending on the nature of the story, that provides you additional information. Because I always tell my listeners, make up your own mind. Do your own homework and see where it takes you. You might discover things that I'm missing and have left out. Because this is a fairly complicated situation, and I'm just zeroing in on what the Attorney General did on Operation Fast and Furious. I could have spent some time on his lack of curiosity in investigating and prosecuting what the Internal Revenue Service was doing, as well as what happened in Benghazi. You see, it's no accident that Attorney General Eric Holder was appointed and has lasted this long. Because if this was an administration of integrity and people that truly believe in the rule of law, believe in principle, Eric Holder would never have been appointed. And once one, not several, of these scandals broke and his lack of asserting his authority and shutting these down immediately, he should have been asked to resign. But he wasn't asked to resign. Why? He was doing exactly what the President of the United States wants. And their strategy has been one of delay, delay, delay. Delay, delay, delay. However, this week a judge ordered that the Department of Justice has to disclose what's called a Vaughn list, the list of all the documents that Judicial Watch has requested under a Freedom of Information request, as well as justification to why executive privilege applies. Now, I'm somewhat simplifying this. That, I think, is the reason why Eric Holder resigned today. These documents have to be produced, I believe it's the 21st of October, or at least the Vaughn list has to be produced. See, that was the intentional strategy of the Justice Department, including Eric Holder and the president, to obstruct justice by delaying. Because they knew if these documents were disclosed, it would prove that Eric Holder knew all about Fast and Furious much earlier and did nothing about it. And there's a reason he didn't do anything about it, because he was responsible for initiating it. Now, they're always going to have underlings that take the fall, and that's what's happened. People in the ATF and the attorney's office, I believe in the Phoenix office, have resigned. But we haven't seen much prosecution, and especially of the higher-ups in the Justice Department. Now, this is just one area that I think this administration shows how corrupt and contemptible it is of the rule of law. But there are others. I guess my biggest complaint was the fact that we had a financial crisis that resulted in the worst recession since the Great Depression, and no people were prosecuted. Yes, some large financial institutions paid some very large fines, but you're never going to stop that behavior until you go after the people that committed fraud. And fraud was committed on a whole scale level throughout the financial services industry. That wasn't done. And that is the direct responsibility of the Attorney General of this United States. Now, why wasn't it done? I'll tell you why. Who were the major campaign contributions to Barack Obama? It's the financial service industry, or Wall Street, the investment banks that made billions, trillions of dollars off of this. And many of them were committing fraud, wholesale fraud, and not one executive, not one, has been charged and prosecuted. And there are literally dozens that should be. And now, because of delays, the statutes of limitations have either run out or about to run out. In other words, this administration has become the rule of man, not the rule of law. So I celebrate at least the announcement that Eric Holder is going to resign. But I wouldn't have the party until Eric Holder and the people around him responsible to Fast and Furious are tried, convicted, and put in prison, because that's where they belong. And that's what should happen, but I'm not holding my breath. With that, I'll close my show with America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College.